Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause Biddy suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall, then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride, and fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These tats on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me, and these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili, cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Long hair, fat ass, light tan skin. She reminds you of Selena.
hopping in that brand new Beamer, rocking that thing, shorty fall from a skeezer. She on the dance floor, shadowing herself. I'm pissed I ain't got her, I'm madder at myself. Yeah, she hear my song and she singing out the words. My heart's getting weak, I can feel it in my feet. She moves like a porn star, body of a stripper. Only words can express how I'm feeling by the zipper. Yeah, now I'm trying to get with her. The closer that I get, man, that thing looking thicker. Shots of that liquor, my IQ checking it. And with her on the dance floor, now we two-stepping it. I'm obsessed with it, look at me now. Her body whining, and she drops down, get down.
I like the way she move it, I can see it from the front. The song came on and she made that booty jump. Girl, you bad, I ain't playing around. You got me making that ooh-ah sound. I love the way she gets down.
I'm in motion, trying to make her hair sweat. I'm on the rise and she acting over here yet. Both my hands still posted on her. 2020 with the vision of a dude still focused on her. Music banging, shorty still singing. My same old song, the DJ keeps playing. Now we drinking, whatever is her favorite. Part-time dancing, that's showing me the latest. How can I play this? My game ain't figured out. Cute with a smile, shorty print the whole picture out. It's like I'm missing out. The night's passing. Before we leave, first I gotta see you dance.
I like the way she move it, I can see it from the front. My song came on and she made that booty jump. Girl, you bad, I ain't playing around. You got me making that ooh-ah sound. I love the way she gets down.
Well,
yeah,
all right.
Huh? My game. Yeah. Hey, 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 hey. My game.
If you couldn't know, no, this is my game, nigga. If you couldn't know, no, this is my game, nigga. If you couldn't know, no, this is my game, nigga. This is my game, nigga. This is my game, no. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. BMG, my gang, nigga. My swag on straight cocaine, nigga. Black can't get your gap wide. Dirty boy just made it rain, nigga. Floating on bananas. Rah, rah, rah. I go insane, nigga. That Wayne. Anybody track Dirty Man, hit it with that train, nigga. I'm on that Superman. Clutch your boy, load out. I got them hoes, you got them hoes. Now bring them hoes out. We riding Chevy, candy paint. Now with them foes out. I talk real slick, your bitch amazed. Now what you know about that BMG? Something on T. Pockets so heavy, no ones on me. Fool on the trip, lock nine with the beam. Cook his ass right like trip, I seen. I mean, ha, ha. I'm on that trip tonight. Hold that show red phone. She on my dick tonight. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, this right here, my gang, nigga. Every since the pup, all I did was check that cage, nigga. Get money, fuck these bitches. I never was no Wayne, nigga. Got booked and came home again. Never ever will I change, nigga. I bang, nigga. Falling on the highway on these Wayne, niggas. BMG keep flagging and popping. You know we bang, niggas. Hang, niggas. Throw it to the beat. Everybody knows that I throw.
torture the beat. Every time I go in, I abortion the beat. Everybody know that I'm all when I speak on these streets. Cop that key, flip that shit in about a week. Cop that seven, pay that tray. I'm in the trap like every day. BMG, that be my gang. Yeah, BMG, that be my gang. BMG, that be my gang. Yeah, LEZ, that be my name.
If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga.
Yo, pressure in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got three hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Money, 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 party, and bullshit. We having fun. Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to everybody listening in on the line. Definitely press that 1. I open up your mic. You can join in with us. And we can have some fun. We talking that money shit. Having fun, as usual. Worried about Diamond Spotlight Fireworks Edition. It's going down July 3rd, okay? Birthday bash for my boy EA. Shout out to my girl Niche Buck in the building. shout out to my boy Fizz Gambler coming through. Everybody, Quiet Storm ENT in the building. It's going to be real crazy. And like I said, birthday celebration for my boy EA, Back to Basics, Real Rap TV's own. Having fun, you already know. But at the end of the day, tonight we got a fun topic. I see somebody press one. We're going to get into it. I hope you know what's going on. What's good? 267-584. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up?
This is King Sloss, the 13th. What's up? Wait a minute. I can't hear you. Who's this?
This is Sloss.
Vaughn? What's up, Vaughn?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Nothing, chilling or whatever.
What's up? Party music all day, every day.
I know, that's right. That's what's up. Shout out to Southwest in the building. You know, I love it. A lot. Tell everybody what's good with you. Please shout out what's good with you.
I mean, listen, it's, you know, the new movement. I'm not with Affiliation right now, but it's Bar Music Entertainment. Y'all can check it out.
It's your birthday, too.
By tripod.com. See my little skate team and all that.
You got a skate team?
Sure, a skate team. Check it out, partmusic.chopfine.com.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to check it out or whatever. But I'm definitely about to go online and check it out. She sent me your links. So, barmusic.com. Y'all check it out. And we're celebrating your birthday. Yeah, we celebrate. Yeah, make sure it's spelled right. I see you 803. I'm gonna get right to you, babe. Anybody else wanna
join
in
on the
show?
Exactly. It's my birthday too until I third. And Barbie's coming through, and we're gonna rock.
You're coming through. All right, yeah. I need you to be there on time. Don't try to come on no superstar stuff showing up at midnight, cause I'm gonna get real ignorant. I need my artist to come early.
Every time you tell me, I'm gonna get pumped.
That's what's up. Appreciate it. Appreciate the respect. We're going to ask you about the topic, and I'm checking my email. I know
well,
I sent you my email
question.
Today.
I ain't answering that question.
Oh, all right.
But,
good.
Save
my breath.
I'm
checking
I'm
out my email.
Show, call.
You could listen, but I'm also checking out my email since I sent you my email earlier, and I need some bar music in my email.
Oh, yeah, look, that's what I was telling you. Go to the site and go to music, right? Just copy the
name. First of all,
that's the quickest way you can get it.
No,
you tried that?
I need an MP3, yes.
I got you.
We're going to get to know your baby. I'm about to grab another caller. Like you said, you chilling with me. I might have a little cipher before I end the show, so we're going to hold that up. My homie New York Carter was so hype. I was on the phone. He's like, I need you bars right now. I'm like, hold that. Wait that for the show. We got people listening more than me. So we're going to check that out. Exactly, always. 803-622. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what up, Honest? It's your boy T.O., a.k.a. the NY Legend. How you doing tonight?
Nah, I'm chilling, T.O. I'm sorry I wasn't around to chill with you when you was in Philly or whatever. I know you made it rain in Onyx.
We had a good time up in there and shit. You know, we was up there with that Dirty Money crew and shit. We had a good time, man. You know, every time we come to your city, we kind of look out for you and see what's going on. Word up, you're the queen.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it, T.O., definitely. Definitely. But you got to shout out your squad and what you got going on. It's Philly Shine Radio. That's what we do here.
Yo, you know how we doing it, you know, repping that Long Island, Strong Island thing all day. Seed of the Oak, you know, music and entertainment, we doing that thing. We got Relly Tex out there doing this thing right now. We got Kurt Dobain out there doing this thing right now. We, you know, right now we just right now doing a lot of little local shows, moving across the country, doing some things. Right now we're heading down to Tampa, Florida, right now doing some things. So, you know, we're just trying to do what we do. You know how we do it. Word up.
Exactly. And make sure you get me some music and shit, too, because
I'm
probably looking at my
some.
Email, and I got some shit on deck for my young boys. We got I Am Entertainment is going to be taking over this Saturday on Philly Shine Radio. They're performing live. I'm going to have some music from New World Order. That's my boys, Plus Tex, Hannibal, Zor Money. Somebody else, y'all know my memory fucked up, but I got y'all, nigga.
I'm about to shoot you an email with some exclusive shit. We got a joint we just finished up the week before last with Styles P. You can check that on YouTube, Relly Tex, Styles P, and Kurt Dobain.
All right, I'm gonna text you my email address right now.
Yes.
So I can
make
get
sure that you
shit
do that.
The next
I'm gonna
show.
Let you get. You're going to get the exclusive. You're going to get it before the world get it. I'm going to make sure it's broken right here on Philly Shine. How you like that?
Yeah, I love it. You know my boy Namel up in Newark, New Jersey right now, X-Squad DJ CEO. He up New York, so make sure you get a chance to network with him. Y'all know he like network king extraordinaire. Like, he be on the phone all day. Like, who you need a DJ where? DJ where? That's what the fuck
okay.
they do. And then you going to
that,
Tampa. Wait, you going
yeah,
to Tampa,
going
my boy DJ J3 down there.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to give me, you shoot
I,
me that
I'll
email so we can
sure
get
I,
that information popping off. Make that happen.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we'll check out Southern Muscle Radio tomorrow because he do got them BDS spins for all artists. You know, I'm just still on Blog Talk. But I share the wealth. I'll tell y'all where y'all can get y'all cents and dollars. Fuck that.
That's what's up. You know how we do it. Well, I want to touch on that topic tonight with you, Honest.
All right, well, yeah, tonight's topic, you know, guys and girls listening, and girls, if you want to tune in, just press the one out, open your mic. Are you a player or a lover? And then either or, if you a player, tell me your best player line. If you a lover, what's your best lover line like? Which one are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm a retired player, you know what I'm saying? I don't let the player feel alone. I done moved upstairs. I'm a coach and an owner right now. Got my own franchise out there. I got some of these young players coming up in the league, trying to get them some rings, you know what I'm saying? But I just, you know, I ain't had no lines, honest, real talk. I just kept it real with them. I walk up on them, I let them know, you know what I'm saying? I put the ball in their court. I let them know. I ask them what they worth. You know what I'm saying? Is you worth having the best? If you say no, then, you know, I don't need to be with that. But if you worth having the best, then you need to step this way. And, you know, and that's how I usually go down right there.
That's as simple as that. Yo, when I find a man that's that simple, we going to get married. We're going
to
get married right then and there. Most times, because, like, something like that for me is all it. Because most guys... You know what I mean? You'd be like, oh, let's go out, babe, or whatever. And they're not that decisive, like, you know what I mean, or what they want to do. They're not decisive of how you want to be treated. Because I'm going to say, at the end of the day, yeah, I want the best.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, I want you to take the lead. I want you to be like, yeah, boo, I got you. I got the plans already made. I'm going to marry him. I got my ring money on deck, saved up. It's like, no, I was lying. I ain't got no money saved up for no ring. I'm going to tie the freaking plastic thing around your finger. Are you marrying me?
Listen, that's how it goes down. No, look, it's point blank, it's simple and plain. You know what I'm saying? When I was out there and I'm out there looking for something, I'm looking for potential. I'm looking for something to continue on with. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I love to play a game alone. I'm done with all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm done with all that. You know, that's for them young boys. I'm coaching teams right now. Word up. I'm about to get a new franchise.
Yo, yeah, I'm a pro. I need to I gotta get a squad. It's hard to find that squad
I think a lot of these ladies, they selling themselves short out here right now. Word up. They settling. You ain't gotta settle, ladies. Word up.
Yeah.
And fellas, the fellas is hawks. They know when you try trying to settle because you just fall up to anything. We know that.
Yeah.
We see that. I'm sorry, fellas. I'm
yeah.
giving away the secret, fellas. I'm opening
I know.
Up the book.
No, tell us.
I'm opening
us.
Up the book for the fellas. I'm letting the ladies know straight up. Us brothers out here, us men, the ones that want to be men, you know what I'm saying? They know what you're willing to accept. So that's
exactly
what they're giving you. Word up.
Exactly.
A good school lady, he gonna want you to help bring him up, because at the same time, he's going to bring y'all up, and y'all going to be each other's crutches, and you're never going to fall down. Word up.
See, but sometimes, you know, you'll go fall into being a player because you done put in so much fucking love that you like, what the hell? You know what I mean? You know what? I really don't like. I can't stand.
True.
I can't.
Listen.
Because I'm that type of person. I can't stand when that honeymoon phase is over. Like, first of all, if I'm going to be with somebody, you know what I mean? You want to be with them because of what's going on then. You know what I mean? Like, everybody stays the same. I feel like that's not true. Nobody stays the same. Like, everybody
that's right.
just switch. Like,
it gotta be growth and change.
Huh? No.
I said it gotta
that's
be growth and change.
Growth is fine. But I'm talking about, like, say that female that hide that she crazy or that she a stalker or that, you know what I mean? Like, those little small, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, bitch, I don't want this. Like, you know, or
hey,
even that. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, you wasn't that crazy when I met you.
You know what? A lot of females, you know what I'm saying? I meet a lot of females in my line of work, but a lot of them is falling for the ideals. Like, they're not looking at everything that brother's telling them. They heard a couple of things, then they just put their own picture around the few things that they heard, and they run away with that. So he telling you yada, 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 but you hearing dada, dada, dada. You know what I'm saying? Because it's your ideals, and then you trying to wrap it around his. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure both of them things coincide. Word up.
That's true. All right. I fucked with it.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Yeah, I feel you, but I'm just saying, like, that honeymoon phase being over is a deal breaker sometimes, you know? Like, you put up with certain shit, and then you're like, man, fuck this shit.
That's real talk, though. I mean, it go on both ends. And that's how, you know, some brothers is like that, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, when you first meet Shorty, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, everything is popping. It's good. Then it's like, it's like that car. You had to have that car. But then once you got it, and you start seeing other niggas with the same whips, and now you want to get something new. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you can't even compare, not to a car and a person. It's not the same thing.
I'm saying, I'm just breaking it down for them.
A person will need far more maintenance than a car.
That's true when you look at
oil.
Yeah, exactly. We got my girl Chantel in the building, my co-host, my boobies.
How you doing?
Hey, boo.
Hello.
We got bar music in the building. I said that right? Maybe he on mute or something. I think that's what it is. I'm about to check it on my phone. And then my boy T.O. in the building. Say hi to
that's
me.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, we, you know, going in on the topic a little bit. And for real, I'm trying to hear some lines. You know what I mean? I'm trying to hear some lines of what's going on with, you know, people in their pimp games, because I feel like I'm a little rusty. And I'm like,
I'm gonna tell you a corny line I heard. Girl,
I want to hear a best line.
No. I think it was corny, though, what he said. He's like, girl, you either drop your drawers now, or you already know you're going to do it because you're going to be filling my swag by the end of the night. And I looked at him and walked away.
I just walked away. Niggas got lines like that all day, every day.
2011. That is. It's just coming straight out now. It's just straight what it is now. Word up. Sometimes
yeah.
now you ain't even got to run the bullshit line no more. You know what I'm saying? Just come straight at it. Word up.
Bitch, you want to fuck or what?
Yeah.
Word. I mean, shit, it's 2011.
Wait a minute. My boy Jadakiss put that out. What was that? 01? Is we fucking or what? I didn't like
that
song. But that is definitely some regular shit. We fucking or what? Like, what's going on?
I mean,
sometimes I think I could pull that line off. I think I could go up to a nigga like, yo, is he fucking or what?
Yeah,
he gonna be like,
I can't do that.
Fucking. He's gonna be like, we're fucking.
No, I can't do that. I'm shy. Unless I'm drunk, I can't do no shit like that.
Well, yeah, we're going to get you drunk, truth teller. So mm-hmm. me and her going to go on a prowl. We're going to see how many dicks we can get that night. Fang, no, I'm joking.
Wow.
I can't handle it. No, I'm joking. Nobody come up to me looking like I'm about to say that shit to them because, nope, you got to be real special. I might walk up to, like, who do I got a crush on now? Because that shit rotates. Who famous that I really like?
She got issues, y'all.
I can't even think right now. Damn, I remember. Ain't nobody I want to fuck out there. Let me think. Damn. Everybody getting old and shit. I used to like Cameron. He all old now. Like,
not even cute. Ew.
He used to be real sexy shit. Like I asked a younger dude that looked like Cameron. Like damn, you like Cameron? Fucking or what?
Hold on, wait. You know who used to be sexy, but I don't look at him like that no more. Shamar Moore. He is not cute no more.
He is super gay looking. I know, right? Yo, he used to look at him like damn, but. Yeah, we're getting off the topic, but yeah, a lot of people.
But wait.
Me too, though.
You look at You look at him like you like. Damn, I want that. You looking at him like, damn, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, like, damn, what the fuck? But no, it's gotta be somebody I like. Who do I like?
I don't know.
Oh gosh, that's ridiculous.
I don't know no more
Chris
with
Brown.
You.
Yeah, if me and Chris Brown was in a room. I'd definitely be like...
He'd probably bite you and beat the shit out of you.
First of all, I would Chris Brown motherfucking ass. I'm handling a nigga way bigger than him, and I do some shit like hit him with a champagne bottle and gouge his eyes out, and he will not be cute.
Wow.
So Chris Brown's a fucking... He's not a woman beat me if he wants. I will gouge his eyes out with a broken Ciroc bottle. Stop playing.
I don't know. Some of them be into that shit now.
Fuck it.
Yo,
Then I get away with his murder. I'm like, self defense, Shiny, you already know this nigga. This nigga crazy. I can kill him.
I think he's lying for police, premeditated.
No, if he try that woman beating shit, I'm gonna gouge his eyes out and he's gonna die.
Wait. I think Rihanna do like that shit. Because in her rude boy song, she was like, pull my hair. She said something about, like, pull my hair, choke me. She said some kind of shit.
Man,
hey, I like her. First of all, and then she also said, man down.
Yo, I was dealing with this shorty out on the left coast and shit, you know. I was going out there, like, every month and shit, checking her and shit. So she finally going to break me off and shit. So we went out and shit, went to this restaurant called Rain, had a nice little dinner and shit, go back to the crib, shit get hot and heavy and shit. And then shorty like, yo, I'm taking shit off. I'm down to the goddamn nothing. Word. She like, nah, don't do me like that. I want you to act like you're taking that shit. I was like, what? She like, nah, just pull the panties to the side. I'm like, what? Oh, no, this sounds like some shut-up shit right here. I can't fuck with you on this shit. Word, but she was on it like that. She liked to act out that shit like it's a rape scene or some shit.
What?
That shit kind of fucked the guard up, I'm telling you.
That's how she wants
that shit. I was like, huh? She's like, no, just pull it to the side. And I'm thinking, like, you know, take the shit off Kendall. She's like,
you're taking it.
I'm like, whoa.
That's y'all first time, right? That was your first time together?
she wants some old aggressive shit. I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
But was it your first time?
Shit. Huh?
No, she said, was that your first time?
Yeah, my first time fucking with her on that level.
Now, see, I could appreciate her for that instead of, like, 3-4 fucks later, and then she bring out the crazy rape bitch.
No. Let's try something new. But not try. Let's try something new.
Wait a minute, you would want somebody to pretend rape you, Miss Truth Teller? That should have
No, I just said, no, this is what I'm saying. This is my point of seeing it. I'm saying it like this. I'm saying like this, like maybe 5 fucks into the relationship, you know, instead of hitting him off, scaring him off first, you let him get a taste of it. And then if you into that, you say, come on, baby, I want you to try something with me. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it.
Either way, that's up front, too. But no, what I was saying earlier, I can't stand when people all of a sudden change up on you after you in a relationship. Let me know you crazy right up front. Let me know you act like a bitch if you a man up front. You know what I mean? Or for fellas. Like, ladies, let them know that you're a stalker. He'll bust his windows out of his car if he try to fuck with you. Because I tell a nigga in a minute, yes, I will stalk you, look through your phone, get to know all your family. I'm giving up too much information. But I'm like a professional stalker. And I tell you, fuck that.
I used to, yo.
You want
when
this?
I was younger,
I'm crazy.
When I was younger, that shit used to, I ain't gonna fuck the front. That shit used to be that hell shit. I used to like a shorty that would talk some shit like that to me straight off the rip. That shit let me know, shorty, this what shorty dealing with, I can fuck with this shit right here. Word.
Exactly, yeah.
And the shorty ain't trying to look for shit, that means she don't give a fuck anyway. Word. That's how I took the shit.
That's true.
First of all, I'm not going to look through your phone. Why do I want to look through your phone? I'm not trying to find women.
I feel you on that shit. I mean, shit. I'm a nigga that just, you know, in that relationship, if a motherfucker asked me, you know, we can have that conversation. But, shit, you look through my phone, you liable to see all kind of shit. Remember, I used to have a phone.
Mine too.
Yeah. You know, you
got to
do the little click joint like that. No, look, see, I'll be like this. Babe, my phone not working. Let me use your phone. I got to go on YouTube. And then I'm like, I'm still trying to find the link. I'm looking for it. I can't find it. Let me just scroll.
You all looking through the phone and shit. You all looking through my phone. My phone web on.
Nine times out of ten, you'll get the man to let you use the phone. So, but let me check out some of these callers. We going in. We gonna switch the topic up a little bit. I wanna know, who would you say is we fucking or what to? We got the CEO in the building. I was talking about you earlier. What's up, Demel B?
You honest.
Me?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I heard you up north, nigga. A little birdie told me you was up north.
You know, you the fire of my life, only on Philly Town Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Like a Stevie Wonder song. No,
so
wait a minute.
Please, when you call, be courtesy to the professional that's holding the, you know, doing the show. Honest Fire.
Who? Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you, Demel.
The well-known record is breaking.
Say hi to Truth Teller before she chokes herself.
I hear you choking. Once you choking on the right thing or the wrong thing.
Demel.
Yo.
That's it though.
All that for that. Truth. Yep. She loves her attention. Y'all know that shit right up front. She like, give me attention or you get smacked. But of course,
if y'all were to see me at Diamond Spotlight, I am nothing. I'm just the one that stands in the corner and hides.
No, she don't. She be right up on stage, shaking that fat ass. Don't even front.
She's
talking bad shit. But we are talking about the performers for Diamond Spotlight Fireworks Edition. You know what I mean? Joining. We celebrating the birthday of my boy, EA, Back to Basics, Real Rap TV on. We got my homeboy repping bar music in the building. It's going to be real official. And shout out to my callers listening in, 732-215-678. If you want to join in, press the number one. I definitely open up the mics. All you guys, press one. I definitely
Uno.
Open up. June joining the show. We done switched up a couple topics for tonight. We're going to have some fun. I see my nigga in the building. What's up, Spade Cutter?
Uno.
Good with it.
What's up, Spade?
Ain't much. What's good
Spadey?
With it?
Chilling and shit. We got Truth Teller in the building. We talking. Talking shit heavy. But you got to show off first and foremost. You know how we doing, Philly Shine. Tell everybody what's good, how we can check you out.
What's good with y'all, man? It's your boy Spade Cutter. Hit me up on Facebook.com/SpadeCutter1. You know what I'm saying? We got the Reverb Nation popping, New Life, One New Life. We got the Twitter popping. Hit me up at Spit Courageous. On the Twitter for the group, we got New Life_Inc.
Nice. New Life_Inc. What's good with you coming to Diamond Spotlight this month?
Man, look, I'm trying to make it up. That might have to work, though.
All right, let me know. Let me know. It's cool. Let me know. Be patient.
Well, I got an announcement. We got big things to come. Diamond Spotlight, Philly Shine. We got big things in works.
Yes. Real big, like. Our ass is big.
My ass is big.
Like, bigger than our ass is big, big. Like, like bigger than the fattest of the fattest of the fattest is. Like, fat. Obese stuff coming up. Diamond Spotlight. Felicia Radio. Shout out to everybody who got my back. And we got to get my girl Chocolate Chip on the line. She is definitely so sweet, and I'm sorry you're spectacular, honey. I couldn't return your phone calls these past couple of days because I'm a busy, crazy person. But I got all this love and wide open love and doors for you.
But wait. I'm doing the designs for them, though, right? You know that, right?
Hmm?
I'm designing everything.
No, you're not.
Huh?
No, you're not. Well, that's going to be your half of the stuff. And my half is going to look like the way I want my half to look. So, there we go.
My half is going to be crazy because I'm going to tell you how my half. I'm going to show you. I can't draw, but I can save it.
All right, chill. We're going to save it. But what she's talking about is huge things coming for Philly Shine Radio, Diamond Spotlight. Me and Truth Teller argue. But we got to ask Spade Cutter the topic question. We can't leave that out. We can't forget that.
Yes, baby.
Spade Cutter.
What's good?
Are you a player or a lover? Here, boo-boo.
Are you a player or a lover?
And please tell me, what's your best line? Can I lay down there?
I mean, to be honest with you, I ain't no player. I'm more so a lover. But see, the thing about it is I don't have a best line. My thing is what I tell a female is, because females always come with, oh, dude, spit game, I ain't got time for that shit. So I let them know I'm spit game. When a guy spit game, he's just lying because he ain't confident in himself. So I speak what's real. If you don't like it, you ain't got to. But don't holler you want a real man when you don't want somebody who's speaking real.
I know that's right. I love that. And then our side topic is, who would you walk up to and say, is we fucking or what? We gotta go a little out the box. This is Philly Shot Radio. I ain't playing.
You want me to do it?
What
in
would
order?
You be like? See, I don't remember. I'm talking to a man. I think I'm gonna save this conversation topic for women because I know a lot of guys will probably walk up to, is he fucking away? Oh, all right, no. Is he fucking away? All right, meet me an hour. Is he fucking away? Or meet me in 2 hours. Is he fucking away? Meet me in 2.5 hours. Because she look gooder than you.
Did only a half hour? Only a half hour, though?
2.5 hours. Like, the one girl got an hour, the other girl got an hour and a half.
Listen,
get your man right, truth teller.
She said, are we fucking or what? She ain't say making love. All they need is 30 minutes.
Hmm? All you need is 30 minutes? Oh,
yeah, okay, okay. See, look. What I'm going by, what I'm going by is, okay, you tell one girl an hour. Okay, after then you walk up to the next girl, you tell her an hour and a half. So after you leave her an hour.
Truth teller, you breathing into it. It was pretend. I said it. No need. She will dissect and scrutinize everything. So truth teller, I said that I would tell
that
her.
Is me.
Listen, no. Hold up.
Wait, that's
hold
me.
Up. Hold
that's
up.
Just me. That's what I do.
No, I want to ask you a question. I already said
no.
I would tell a nigga in the beginning, all right, I'm crazy, and I'm this, I'm that. Like, I find out all your shit. I'm a stalker. I've been to break all your shit or whatever. I tell a nigga that up front. Would you tell a nigga how crazy you are up front, or would you let him find out when he piss you off?
How many females do tell that up front?
I do. I don't care. I say
how many.
We about to find out about me and Truth Teller. I might even ask my girl GB, who in the building. Hey, GB.
Hey, what's going on, Philly Shine Radio?
GB back in the
building. Truth Teller said GB. But no, Truth Teller, would you tell the truth? I'm using your name in vain. Would you tell the truth in the beginning, or would you?
First of all, right, if I'm talking to a guy, I let him know shit out the door. Like, I'll take no shit. You put your hands on me, I'ma fuck you up. I'll tell him shit out the door.
We got a private caller joined in the show with us.
Mr. Anonymous.
Don't you miss Mr. Anonymous, truth teller?
Oh, yeah, I got to talk shit to him.
Private caller, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? You pressed the 1 and you hung up. So we have a problem.
It must be the payphone again.
No.
They've been on hold too long.
I'm going to take a little music break because I need to get some tips. But we're going to show some love. My homie not coming through the Philly Shine Radio. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We got another caller. I'm going to take you before I go to the music break. 215-910. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, I'm in fire. This your girl, Q.
Hey! How are you, beautiful?
I'm good, and yourself?
Wonderful. Working hard as usual. Showing off, having fun and stuff. I miss you.
That's what's
up.
I see you showing out. You doing your thing.
You as well. You know how we do it on the show. You gotta show off. Let us know what's good with you, babe.
Right. PCRadioLive.com represent the A&R to the Street Show each and every Friday night, 10 to 2, 8 to 12. Huh?
I know that's right. Hey, you gotta shout out your Twitter and shit, too, babe. Stop playing.
Right, my fault. My Twitter is QUEGSC, and I'm on Facebook, QGhettoStarEMC. All right.
What it is. Now, tonight's topic question, we got a couple, you know what I mean? And there's another one especially for the ladies and shit.
Right, I think you switched them up.
Yeah, we switched them up. My first one, you know, was, are you a player or a lover? And what's your best line, like, for each, like, if you a player, like, what's your best player line? You a lover. What's your best lover?
ain't none of them.
Basically, yeah, that's
it. None of them.
You neither.
She say she ain't none of them and she ain't got no line. They come to her. She don't worry about
them. None of them. I try to avoid them.
You said what?
I said I try to avoid their crazy asses.
Men are ridiculous, crazy. Like sometimes you don't even know what the hell to do. But yeah, then the second topic. Yeah, the second topic for the night is, who would you say are we fucking a what to? I already said Chris Brown. Or Cameron, or somebody look like Cameron.
Right, Cameron. I was about to say killer. I gotta go with Cameron.
You said you were
you still want Cameron now, like fat and older Cameron?
Huh?
You saying you would want fat and older Cameron?
I don't care whichever Cameron. Whichever Cameron it is, as long as it's killer.
Right? So I'm like, yo.
Damn, Cameron going through his Luther Vandross stage.
I'm with it all day. I think, ain't that one of Cameron's songs? No. That's Jadakiss' song, right? Yeah. I know. He said, suck it or not or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
baby
yeah,
girl, you gonna suck it or not? Yeah, I'll say that shit to Cameron in a minute. But I'm gonna definitely make sure I stay in touch with you, babe. I'm freaking damn. It's been forever.
Right.
It's definitely all love over here as usual. I don't know if you checked out any of my music that I've had or whatever. I'm getting ready to go in and play a little something, something featuring my homeboy Dunny. We do this joint called Money, Money, Money. Y'all check it out live on Philly Shine Radio. I think I'm gonna perform July 3rd. Hopefully you could come through in the building. You got any plans?
Huh?
You got plans for July 3rd?
No, I don't have no plans for July 3rd. I seen they posted up as well. I'm gonna try to make it.
Appreciate it, beautiful. Definitely my little star. I gotta see another movie with you. God damn it, beautiful. Y'all don't know.
Everybody's saying it.
I gotta say it. Fucking look like you. I love it. You know, looking all fresh and young on TV, on the DVD, on the big screen. I love it.
What movie?
Oh, I gotta give it to you. What is that doing called? Fuck, she's starring it. Damn. My homeboy EQ Philly made it.
What? Oh, you talking about Concealed Habitat?
Concealed Habitat, yeah, that's the shit. Yeah, what have you done since? Have you done any other movies? Have I missed out? And I'm actually producing a play. My girl J. Raina Smith is writing. I'll hit you up about that, too. It's going to be for a psycho week. In October, it's going to be crazy.
But is somebody snoring on the phone?
Is that somebody snoring? I thought I heard snoring.
Oh, wow.
I'm calling you out. Okay, mute the phone, please.
Yo,
ladies on the phone.
Yo,
I don't know who's snoring. Huh? Yo, Fig.
Yo, you going to play that thing track?
Huh?
Did you ever play that track, that thing?
I'll play it tonight for you, babe. I got you. But we and Ray going to my track. I got you, Spade, on deck. And we're going to talk
look
about
at her. She just wants the spotlight right now, y'all. Y'all see, she's talking about I'm a spotlight hug. Look at her.
I already know I'm M1, so all right, then. What the fuck?
Hey, that's what you have to be in this business, man.
Honestly,
I will tell you, I will show my ass. Money, money, money. Fresher in them girly, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog,
I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some. You are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag. I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuss, but
hello?
Only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sound crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor. Only fuck with real niggas. Only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches. Only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up. You go do them little dishes.
Hey, Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cross. Looks good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Daddy got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Showing off a little bit. Y'all niggas ain't know I'm a show off. I honestly say that shit too. Yep. Fucks, I know. I'm gonna crash the nigga car. Y'all heard the lyrics. Give me the keys. I'm gonna crash this shit up. But we show love.
Ooh, I was gonna say something. But I'm gonna be good. That's just teaching me to make that joke.
No, be bad. Go ahead. What you gonna say, boo?
I was gonna say, don't be like that jackass.
Who?
That guy from Jackass that got killed because he was speeding on that in that little car and crashed into the ravine.
No, I don't mean, like, I'm a dude dumbass crash. Like, I mean, I've been a really, like, crash the car into, like, your garage or something or a pole at a reasonable speed where I won't hurt myself, but I'll dent your car up all crazy. I guess I got to be specific in my rant because Truth Teller's going to break it down.
What's my name? Truth Teller.
You're a little bit too specific for me, Truth Teller. Yeah, I mean.
So what you going to do, change me now? You trying to change me?
I love you the way you are. I'm just going to mention it that you're crazy and extra. I'm not going to crash a car all crazy and retarded like... I actually crashed somebody's car before into the joint on South or Market Street. You know the little L poles or whatever.
Mhm.
I think I shared it on the show too. One time this nigga, I was like dating. I was a young buck, you know. My son's 13, so you know I've been a nigga
for like 14 years, but I think I was like 17 going out with this guy or whatever. And I got in the car and we chilling, we talking, and I'm brushing my weave or whatever. So he was like, he gonna tell me, don't brush your hair in my car or whatever. You gonna get your hair everywhere. All the second and third. I'm like, yeah, right. I'm like, what? I'm like, what the fuck you mean? You get hair in the car? It's hair, it's sheds or whatever. He gonna talk about something? No, I mean, you drawing. I be having my mom in the car, and I just snapped on her when she said mom, because I'm just like, hey, no, mom, you got a bitch. Who are you fuck? All this other shit, like, why you got me out and all this shit? I can't be comfortable, whatever, whatever. And just, like, I think we turned on 46 at Market, right? He turned, and I just pushed his car wheel the other way, got out the car, like, you pussy. I ain't far to go. I was mad, though. He knew better than to fuck with me. He knew better than to fuck with me. I used to hang out with like 20 niggas all the time, like my cousins with me. But yeah, I'm a little crazy. But no, oh shit, I had the mic muted, Q. You open now, babe.
Hi.
Oh, I see, I got you open. I was wondering where you were.
Homeboy was creeping, so he ain't want you brushing your hair and all that fly shit in his car.
Yeah. So I with
mom.
Him.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, I with him on him, and I left my brush in the car. Never talked to him again. Never heard from him again. So who knows what happened to his dumb ass? Like niggas don't know how to cheat, right? Like,
yeah, like if you had a problem with it, then you should just took a lint brush and went over everywhere you was with the lint brush. And not even saying that you're going to cheat right.
No, yeah.
Instead of, no, my mama be in this car. I want to know I have girlfriends. I'm a little mommy's boy. I suck my mama's left tit for all the driving.
Y'all know what my new shit is? When you got your lipstick on, right? And I know everybody get that color stay, that real good lip gloss and shit, right? What you do is when you give them a hug, you put a little lipstick on a collar.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, set up. Like, I'm marking my territory. Is you going to come back Earth, or is this my territory? You going to call me, babe, you got lipstick on my collar, boo. Like, you so crazy. Or you going to be like, you dumb bitch, you got me kicked out.
You should have put on some snow bids when you was in the car.
What'd you say, Q?
I said you should have put on some snow biz while you was in the car.
Yeah, he really would have freaked out.
Wait. While y'all was right when he came to a stop, you should have put on your perfume, right? And then when he came to a stop, actually tilted on his leg. Like, oh, I'm sorry, babe.
We changed the topic now. I'm going to blow up.
We always do that.
How do you mark your territory? You know what I mean? Like, I know how to mark. I do all types of stuff. Like, I mark my territory. But I'm a knock on wood. Since I've done it, I've never had a situation where, you know what I mean, I was misplaced. You know what I mean? Like, bitch, you left your shit here. Come back and get it. Like, it's always, girl, you always leaving stuff, or you trying to mark your territory. And I'll be like, no, I'm not, you know.
I forgot. I literally forgot.
What about you, Q? Were you the type to, like, mark your territory? Like, this shit better be right here in the same spot when I get back.
Yeah, when I was a young buck, yeah. But
yeah.
He was so fly. He was so fly and slick with his shit, though. He be switching people's shit up, and it was crazy.
Oh, well, yeah, you met him.
Crazy.
See, I don't meet fly and smart niggas. All the niggas I know be dumb and getting caught all the time.
By the time I get over there, my picture's up, and whatever I had is left where it was.
See, oh, yeah, see, you
know what you gonna say? Yeah, you gotta sneak up on me. Well, yeah, sneak up on me. Peek through the window.
Like
you.
That's too many games. Like, I'm not one to play games. You know what I mean? I don't
play
games.
No,
never.
I'm saying the way she was saying, like he was slick with it. He would always help her stuff up. But what if he was doing that shit? You know, you peek through the window, like, all right, what you doing now, nigga?
Yeah. No, I think lipstick on a collar is real fast to the point. It's somebody see it, they know what's going on. Like, somebody see the little collar, they know what's going
on. Come on, let's see what the men's point of view of this is.
Women, Spade just left us. Men don't. They not into marketing territory. Guys are so.
Yeah, they not. No, you know what? You got some guys that do. You got some
guys
that's real insecure,
and they try to
leave marks on you. Who does that? It's like 2011.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think the young people.
Oh, I do the same thing back. I do the same thing back. You want
to
leave mark on me, nigga? You get one back.
That happens to me fine, but I'm brown skinned, so.
And I hate when guys got on like. They got on like the guy smell good stuff, the stuff that's not neutral, so you can't really, you know, shake it off. But he got on that rule, a man's body oil is a rat.
Exactly. Rap.
Mm-mm. Just be like, I hug my BD. Fuck it. They gonna do.
Yeah, that is a way. That is a way. You know what I mean? That is a way.
We got a wait, Miss Spade, you back on the line with us. Spade.
How do you mark your territory with a girl, or do you not do it? I guess that is kind of an insecure thing to do. You like, I just do it because I'm like a lioness. So like, I just, you know, like if I pull shit like a real animal and just be like, you'll never get smell out of it. Like, I will do it. Like, I don't do it at all
because what's gonna happen is gonna happen. Life is gonna take its course regardless.
That's true. I need bragging rights or something, bro. Something wrong. I don't know. Yeah, I'm a crazy.
There's something wrong with that bitch.
I ain't got it all.
She ain't
wrapped
too tight, y'all. She like 54 cars filled up a deck.
No woman.
Four
is like
cars
that.
Is a full deck crazy.
Huh?
54 cars is a
of course. Uh-huh. I know.
And that's why she said
you
sold all of them.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm good with you. You better stop playing with me. That's what I'm doing is up in my sleep. Stop playing. But, no, we having fun on the show, showing love, and about to get into more music, showing off stuff from Diamond Spotlight. First Sunday music event is going down July 3rd. Make sure y'all in the building.